the strike zone. And, I mean, that's a dangerous pitch to throw, a high breaking ball, as that one is in there at the knees for strike two. But going back to the 2-0 count, you've got a batter who's going to be freely swinging if he sees a pitch. And if that breaking ball missed at all an inch lower, and that one's way over the wall, as this one's a soft infield hit towards second base, and it's not picked up by the shortstop, who is trying to charge it, but just too soft of a roller. And so an infield single for Madueño as he's on for the second time tonight. And it's been an afternoon that I feel like has become night at this point, but it's still only 4 o'clock here. Just with the rain delay that caused this game to wait an hour and a half to begin, as this one's a hit down the first baseline that drops down and into foul territory. 0-1 count. Chris Diaz up at the plate. Left-handed hitter with a runner on first base. Madden Acco sits behind him. Acco, the right-handed hitter, so you get to switch left to right after this. Righty on the mound is Ono. And Madueño, he stole third base back in the first inning. Don't be shocked if he tries to take off for second. This pitch upstairs makes it 1-1. Diaz at the plate from Marist University, and he's 0-2 with a strikeout, as this one is a swing and a miss from Diaz, makes it 1-2, and Diaz really hoping to avoid being retired for the third time this game. But swing and miss stuff is kind of a problem, but not there, as this pitch misses inside. Brings it 2-2, and Diaz, he is patient at the plate. Very patient up there. He watches his pitch, and he waits. And a couple of times you've seen these pitchers make mistakes. 2-2 count is a fly ball toward shallow left field. Going out the shortstop, but coming in is the left fielder. And it's the left fielder, Colin Helms, who makes the catch for out number one. Keeps Madueño over on first base. And it brings up Madden Acco. Acco, the right-handed hitting first baseman for the Rafters. He enters this plate appearance 1-2 on the game. He's got a runner on first base with one away in the top of the fifth inning. This pitch upstairs for ball number one makes it 1-0. Rafters still up 4-3 on the scoreboard. Madueño on first base as this one is fouled back and brings it back even at 1-1. And that one was off the top of the netting. And the backstop here is pushed so close to the plate. And a lot of Northwoods League parks always try and get you as close to the game as possible, as this one misses low and outside for ball number two. It's a 2-1 count. And part of the reason why I say it's close is that netting behind home plate, that hits the bottom of the backstop, or the top of the backstop, I should say, very quickly, as this one is skied in the air towards shallow left field. Going out, this time it's the shortstop who makes the catch, and that's Parker Martin for out number two. So back-to-back flyouts for the Rafters, as it brings up Spencer Davis, the left-handed hitter, going up against the right-handed pitcher with a runner on first base and two away. Talking a little bit more about, you know, behind home plate, it's not that it's closer than the Rafters, as this one's ripped into right field, and that bounces off the wall for a hit. And Davis is going to have to stay at first because it bounced so far off the wall so quickly. And a single that goes off of the outfield wall sends Madueño over to third base, and the Rafters threatening for the first time since the second inning, really.
Bud Light peanut butter.
Brings up Jack Guerrero with runners on the corners. as Spencer Davis went to first, Andre Madunio went to third, and Jack Guerrero with two outs, a chance to build on the one-run lead in the fifth inning. That pitch in there for strike number one. It's an 0-1 count. Guerrero 1-for-2 on the game. He hit a 2-RBI single back in the first inning. Would love to add another RBI here, and that one is called for strike number two. He doesn't like it, but now he's got to work with an 0-2 count. Watch out for Davis on first, and he's taken off. This one's a grounder towards the right side of the infield, picked up by the second baseman. The overhand toss to first base is in time for out number three. So the Rafters, no runs on the two hits. There were no errors, and they leave two on the base paths. It's still 4-3 as we hit halfway through the game here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, it's the bottom of the fifth here from Green Bay, Wisconsin, as the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters are taking on the Green Bay Rockers in a rematch of last night's game. The Rockers ended up winning it late. The Rafters held a 5-4 lead entering the eighth inning, but one run there and three runs in the ninth inning doomed the Rafters, hoping for a different story tonight. But it's a good one. It's a close game. 4-3 as the pitchers have started to find their groove. Brennan Cohen back out for the Rafters, misses this first pitch low and in the dirt for ball number one. Braden Buchanan at the plate, and he is 1-for-1 with an RBI double and a run scored as this pitch is in there, called for strike number one. Brings it even at a 1-1 count. And man, the sun came out here. It's partly cloudy at this point. I mean, there is clear skies ahead of us as this one is fouled back to bring it 1-2. Certainly heating up out here and a nice day after the rain delay to start off the night. Yeah, I keep doing that. The night. It's not that time yet. Still in the afternoon. This one, just their third day game of the year. This one is hit well into left field, but should be there to make the catch, and Guerrero is. He brings it in for out number one. One up, one down in the fifth inning as Jake Altman steps up to the plate. Altman, the left-handed hitter, third baseman for the Rockers. It's a lefty-righty matchup in the bottom of the fifth. Nobody on and one away in the bottom of the fifth. Rockers trying to cut back into this one-run game as Cohen gets set on the mound, and he brings this one home, and it's in there for strike number one. Jake Altman from Northern Kentucky. Looking to have a big game here. He picked up an RBI single in the second as that pitch misses outside and moves it back even at 1-1. And you know, that's one of the common misconceptions. You look at a guy who's batting ninth in the order and you think, hey, they're their worst batter. I wouldn't necessarily say that. A lot of times you want them as kind of a second leadoff as that pitch is a little away for ball number two. It's 2-1. Jake Altman struggled a little bit, but I mean, he is a good player, and you know that. Would love to see those numbers get up, but he does get on base as that one's fouled back to bring it a 2-2 count. Altman is going to be followed up by David Bayania. Bayania, the leadoff man in the order, that would be his third time up. The Rafters almost into the fourth time through the order. They will be next inning. 2-2 count is fouled away, and it remains 2-2. Jake Altman fighting up there at the plate, and on the mound, Brennan Cohen, who has retired the first four batters that he's seen. Looking to retire the fifth, and almost does it, but just a piece of that foul ball keeps Altman alive. And Cohen from Eau Claire, he recently committed elsewhere as he had entered the transfer portal. He committed to Roosevelt University, Division II ball, as this pitch is sent down the left field line, but foul, and we'll have a 2-2 count once again. This will be the eighth pitch of the plate appearance here, and still a 2-2 count. Cohen, he had a really good first appearance for the Rafters back when he came out of the bullpen his first time. He retired his first nine batters that he faced as a Rafter before allowing a run in that fourth inning that he had. But he went four innings in that season opener. It's a 2-2 count to the left-handed hitter. It's up the middle toward shortstop, picked up by Onati. Double clutches, throws to first, and that's in time for out number two. So after eight pitches, it's Brennan Cohen that wins the battle on the 6-3 putout. Brings up the leadoff man, David Bayania, with nobody on and two away in the bottom of the fifth. Still a one-run game as the Rafters hold the lead, but it has felt like they've been on this edge ever since those three runs came across in the second, and even during that second inning, it felt like they could have added more as this pitch misses low for ball number one to the Rockers' second baseman. Bayania, this is third time up. He's 0-for-2 on the game, a fielder's choice and a 6-3 ground out as this pitch misses upstairs, and now a 2-0 count. Righty-righty matchup. Owen sends it home, and it misses low and outside to bring it 3-0. And Cohen, he was really good with not issuing walks back in his first couple of appearances. But that's what got him into trouble in his last start, as this one misses for ball number four, and that's the first base runner that Cohen has allowed. So a two-out walk for David Bayania as it brings up Parker Martin to the plate. Parker Martin, he's a left-handed hitting shortstop for the Rockers. He comes up to the plate with a runner on first and two outs in the bottom of the fifth. Good chance to move that runner on forward, but you got to watch out for the speed of Bayania as this first pitch misses outside for ball number one. Behind the plate, Ashton Zacher kind of ready to throw down in the case that Bayania tries to take off. He has two steals so far this season as this one's popped up into shallow left field on the run over there. Guerrero, and he makes the catch for out number three. Not too much trouble there in the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on base as we will take a quick break here. When we come back, it's the sixth inning for you here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I could just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
A breath of relief from a lot of Rafters batters as they finally get to see a new pitcher on the mound from Green Bay. It's Thomas Lopez. Lopez, a right-handed pitcher from Columbia University. He's 6'3", 210, a redshirt sophomore from Redondo Beach, California. And Thomas Lopez hoping to keep the Rafters lead at just one, but Wisconsin Rapids, they have been held scoreless in the last four. It feels like they're due for something, and they're going to be led off by their nine man in the batting order, Hiroto Kobayashi. He'll be followed up by one and two in the order, Mason Onati and Noah Ruiz. On the season, looking at Lopez. Lopez for the Rockers. He is making his second appearance after allowing one run over two innings. This one a soft grounder over to third base. Throwing across the field. That one's in time for out number one. 5-3 on the put out there, and that's a quick first out. Brings back up the top of the order in Mason Onati. And Onati, a left-handed hitter. One away with the bases empty, still in a one-run game in the sixth inning. And the first pitch to Onati is in there for a strike to make it 0-1. Onati, he's up for the fourth time today. He's 1-for-2 with a single, a walk, at two stolen bases, as he'll take that pitch a little inside for ball number one. It's a 1-1 count. And finishing up the line of the game for Koshiro Ono, he goes 4 1/3 innings, allowing 5 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts on 65 pitches. This one above the zone for Onati brings the count 2-1. And Ono was just great over his 4 1/3, but now the Rafters have to do something against the new pitcher if they want to feel confident about tonight, as this one sent high in the air towards right center field on the warning track. It's up there, and it's caught by the center fielder. A little more pulled there, and it might have been out of here, but instead, it's just a deep out number two. And it brings up Noah Ruiz with nobody on and two outs here in the top of the sixth. Ruiz going to try and make something happen. It's a righty-righty matchup as Lopez brings it home but misses inside for ball number one. Ruiz up for his fourth time today. He's 0-for-2 from the plate with a walk and a run scored. Grounded out 1-3 back in the fourth inning. He struck out swinging in the second. 1-0 count here is in there for strike number one. The Rafters had a 4-0 lead after putting up a four spot in the first, but in the bottom of the second, that's when the Rockers tied it up off of Matthew Pinal. This pitch, a breaking ball that misses away for ball number two. It's 2-1. The Rafters will hit the road for Lakeshore tomorrow. Back-to-back games there as this one sent hard over to shortstop, not cleanly picked up, and it gets away. And so Noah Ruiz is on to first base with two outs. He gets what he needed to do, and now one in E6. As it was hit right there at the shortstop, but I mean, Parker Martin just couldn't pick it up. So the runner on first base, Noah Ruiz. And the new batter at the plate, it's Ashton Zacher, left-handed batter with the righty on the mound. This pitch taken for strike number one. And Zacher was taking that one all the way. And maybe he thought that Ruiz was going to try and take off there. Not saying it necessarily so. Ruiz, a quick runner on first base. Got to watch for him to take off, but a lazy pickoff attempt right there to see if they could catch him trying to steal the base early, and couldn't quite do that. So Noah Ruiz back in plenty of time. Runner on first base with two outs in the top of the sixth. Ashton Zacher trying to extend this Rafters lead more than one. This one's to the right side of the infield, picked up by the second baseman, flipped over to shortstop, and it's 4-6 on the fielder's choice to end this sixth inning. So into the bottom of the sixth we go. The Rafters still up 4-3, and we'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but two Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Night Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Brennan Cohen gets back to work real quickly after he had a pretty strong fifth and fourth inning for the Rafters, although last inning did allow his first base runner of the game on a two-out walk. But he was stuck at first base, so really no harm, no foul there. And brings up the sixth inning with the leadoff man being Colin Helms, the three-hole batter. So it'll be the third, fourth, and fifth batters in the lineup. And that will be Helms followed by Eli Selga and Eric Gion. Rafters up 4-3 in the bottom of the sixth. And Helms stepping into the batter's box. He'll take on Cohen. Cohen out for the third inning. He went four innings of relief back in his first appearance of the season as this pitch is a little below the zone for ball number one to Helms. And he could have a similar appearance here. He had gone those four innings, and after that, he was relieved by Tony Torres. This one hit to the right side of the infield, but Noah Ruiz was back on the edge of the outfield, and he picks it up, throws it over to first in time for out number one. 4-3 on the putout, and it brings up Eli Selga with nobody on and one away in the bottom of the sixth. And Selga, he stayed hot from yesterday. And yesterday, I mean, Selga was just incredible and also had the clutch home run in the ninth inning. Selga ended the game going 2-for-3 as that one's in there for strike number one. 2-for-3, although one of those outs, the only out that was recorded, it wasn't actually recorded as an out. He reached base safely all five times. It was later changed to an E6. Fouled away, makes it an 0-2 count. So Selga was just something different yesterday. Is now an 0-2 count to him. Misses low for ball number one. Now he was retired today in his first plate appearance back in the first inning. But he really did earn the cleanup spot after that performance. And a left-handed hitter here with that short wall over there in right field. Certainly something to watch for as this pitch misses high for ball number two. It's a 2-2 count. Really any lefty you've got to watch for. And Onati, you saw him a little bit earlier, and he had that one a little more pulled. It would have been out of the ballpark. And he's not a power hitter at all. 2-2 count to Selga is low and outside for ball number three, and it's a full count. And now Selga, he is a power hitter. Well, he can hit for power. He showed that off last night with the two-run bomb in the ninth, so watch out for that scoreboard out there as this one is sent into left field and running up on it, diving, and Jack Guerrero makes the play in left field. A nice play out there records out number two here in the sixth inning. Two up, two down as Brennan Cohen looks to get through three innings scoreless. And each team has scored runs in just one inning as the Rafters scored all four of their runs in the first, the Rockers all three of their runs in the second. Bases are empty with two away in the bottom of the sixth as the batter at the plate now, Eric Gion, watches one miss low for ball number one. Gian 1-for-2 in the game. He flew out to center field his last time up. Takes this pitch again down for ball number two. It's a 2-0 count. Gian singled in the second inning, came around to score as well. Here comes the 2-0 home, and it's in there for strike number one. On deck, it's Caden Sheffield if it gets there this inning. Otherwise, he'd lead off next frame. But Gian at the plate now takes this one low for ball number three. And so all of a sudden, 3-1 count with two away. And Brennan Cohen, he did walk a batter back in the fifth inning, doesn't want to walk another here. Brings the ball into his glove and sends it home, but he does issue his second walk of the game. It's on five pitches, and with two outs, once again, Green Bay gets a runner on first against Brennan Cohen. And Cohen, his pitch count is starting to rise as he's nearing the 50-pitch marker. But the intention was to really utilize as much of Cohen as the Rafters could. Caden Sheffield, the right-hander at the plate. This one is sent high in the air, foul down that right field line. Brings it 0-1. And the sound off the bat was pretty good, but not the direction or the result. Caden Sheffield, he's 0-for-1 in the game, grounded out 6-3 last inning, back in the fourth inning. As this pitch misses high and it bounces off the helmet of Ashton Zacher and gets back to the backstop. As the count runs to 1-1 and Eric Gian goes from first over to second on the wild pitch. So runner in scoring position now with two away. And a 1-1 count here in a one-run game. Bottom of the sixth inning. It's getting to those late innings. Cohen going to try and finish it off. He looks back to second a couple times. Now sends it home, and it is there for strike number two. So a 1-2 count with the runner on second. Sheffield 6-1, 190 from Georgia Tech. He gets this one high in the air towards center field on the run back. Diaz and a couple of turnarounds, and there he is under it for out number three. So once again, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on base as the Rafters remain in the lead 4-3 heading into the seventh here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, let's get some runs going here as we hit the seventh inning. And on the road in Green Bay, it's been a few shutout frames in a row for both teams. Neither of the teams have scored since the second inning, as we're into the seventh here. And it's been the pitchers who've made things happen. Still the same pitcher on the mound from last inning, Thomas Lopez. And Lopez faced four batters. The only one that reached was on an E6. As Andre Madunio steps up to the plate. Madunio, right-handed batter, so it's a righty-righty matchup. Lopez gets set, brings it home as this one is crushed towards right field. Going back at the warning track, it's leaping and it's off the wall. Big bounce as Madunio's rounding for second base. Picked up by the second baseman who had gone out there and grabbed it. And it's a leadoff double for the Rafters. Madunio, his second hit of the game. And he's reached for the third time this afternoon. Madunio, a big double there, and puts himself in scoring position. And Rafters have got to use that momentum to build some runs onto this lead. Up just the one run in the top of the seventh. Madunio on second base. Nobody out as Chris Diaz, the left-handed hitter, steps into the batter's box against the righty pitcher. That one on the upper part of the zone called for strike number one. And Diaz 0-3 on the game today, a surprising 0-3 as he's reached base 60% of the time entering today in just over a week of games. Pitch from Lopez is sent down the right side of the infield, picked up by the second baseman, but it does advance the runner to just 90 feet away from home. 4-3 on the putout, as Madunio goes from second to third there. And it brings up Madden Acco with a runner on third base and one out in the top of the seventh. Rafters up one run. They're trying to make it a two-run lead. They'll feel a lot better with that, although the pitching has been good. You saw what happened last night as this one is fouled into the netting by Acco to bring it an 0-1 count. Acco 1-3 on the game. He has a 2-RBI single that he picked up in the first inning off of Jaden Martin. And Jaden Martin, not the start that he was looking for, but Koshiro Ono was nails over his 4 1/3. 0-1 count to Acco is swung on and missed for strike number two. On the Rafters side, Matthew Pinal started off the game and didn't do too poorly. Went three innings and only allowed the three runs. Kept the Rafters in it. He exited the game with the lead, but not five innings pitched, so not eligible for the win. Would go to Brennan Cohen at this point as this pitch misses low for ball number one, a 1-2 count. Acco staying disciplined at the plate despite being down 0-2, and that's important. Acco played for Fordham this past season. Had an OPS nearing 800, not quite there, as this one misses low and outside for ball number two. It's a 2-2 count, and to me that's pretty impressive. The Division I level at Fordham and the A-10 conference to be batting the way that he was. That pitch a little outside for ball number three. And so now a full count with the runner on third base. And got to come up here any way to send that runner home. And with only one out, there's a lot of options to do so. 3-2 is low and outside. So Madden Acco draws a walk. And now the Rafters have runners on the corners with only one out in the top of the seventh as Spencer Davis will step into the batter's box. Not the worst thing that could have happened for the Rockers, especially considering that a Ground ball could become a double play to end the inning now with the runner on first. Spencer Davis, left-handed batter from Hope. He sends this one high in the air into right field. Going back to the wall. It's out of here. Three-run shot. And the Rafters lead by four in the seventh inning. Spencer Davis launches that one over the short fence. And he sends home a pair of runners as well. 7-3, Wisconsin Rapids leads in the top of the seventh. The first home run of the year from Spencer Davis, and it's a big one. His second hit of the game as well, and it brings up Jack Guerrero with nobody on and one out as this pitch misses low and gets way outside and misses the catcher for ball number one. And Thomas Lopez may be a little stunned on the mound. After that one took him deep, and this one fouled back by Guerrero to even it 1-1. Jack Guerrero, 1-for-3 on the game. He had the 2 RBI single back in the first inning. Grounded out 4-3 the last two times he's been up. A lot of 4-3 groundouts this game as the 1-1 count is fouled back to bring it 1-2. So a 1-2 count for Jack Guerrero in the top of the seventh as the fans are yelling for Guerrero to strike out here. The beer batter as he fouls this one off. Guerrero still yet to strike out this game, so he is not making the fans here in Green Bay very happy. Rafters up 4 runs as well. That doesn't help either. Seven to three, the Rafters lead in the top of the seventh thanks to the 3-run shot from Spencer Davis just moments ago. 1-2 is fouled away, and so stays 1-2. The Rafters, those are the first runs they've put up since the first inning. They had scored 4 runs in the top of the first and now added 3 more in the top of the seventh. It's a 1-2 count to the man from James Madison once more. And this one is hit to the right side of the infield, over to second base, picked up and back over to first in time for out number 2. So 4-3 on the put out there, and it brings up the 9-hole batter, Hiroto Kobayashi. Kobayashi with 2 away, nobody on base. It's a righty-righty matchup as Thomas Lopez still on the rubber for Green Bay. That pitch in there called for strike number 1. Kobayashi 1-for-3 on the game. He singled back in the fourth inning. Rounded out 5-3 his last time up back in the sixth. 0-1 count. This one's hit straight away center field and a line drive that's picked up out there for out number 3. So the Rafters add 3 runs in the frame on 2 innings. There were no errors and nobody left on base. It's 7-3 as we hit the 7th inning stretch here in WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, that was an exciting top of the seventh inning. We'll see if the bottom of the seventh fares the same for the Rafters. And Brennan Cohen still working out here is, man, he's been good. He has been good for sure as Cohen is through three innings of scoreless ball so far. He's just crossed the 50-pitch marker exactly. His last pitch of the previous inning was a ball that was hit towards center field but caught out there by Diaz, and that was pitch number 50 for him. So, Jalen Jones now leading off the bottom of the seventh for the Rockers, and Jones, the center fielder, he's 0-for-2 to start the game, takes this pitch below the zone for ball number one. And Jones, 0-for-2 to start off the game. He's flown out to the outfield both times. And this time he sends one into deep left field on the run back there. It's over the head of Guerrero and bounces up onto the dirt up over the wall. And a ground rule double from Jalen Jones puts a leadoff runner on second base. That's the first hit that Brennan Cohen has allowed. And it brings up the next batter, Braden Buchanan. And I think you're looking right now at the Rafters bullpen. They're hoping to use not too many more pitchers. It'll be interesting to see the way that they use the bullpen after last night's game. This one missing inside for ball number one to Buchanan and Tony Torres, Jafet Martinez, both guys that could be seeing work. And I saw Martinez get up for a split second. I also see Alejandro Morales getting warm down there as this pitch is in the upper part of the zone for strike number one, a 1-1 count. When I say getting warm, I don't mean throwing pitches. Nobody's throwing pitches right now, but there's a couple of guys that are stretching out there and having dynamic warm-ups. We'll see if the Rafters do anything, but they'd love for Cohen to just finish off this inning and go four as that misses inside for ball number two. It's a 2-1 count. And Braden Buchanan, RBI double back in the second inning. He flew out to left field back in the fifth. Cohen taking his time and steps off the mound just to make sure that he doesn't have a pitch clock violation, nothing like that. And now he gets set to go. Runner on second base, nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. Rafters up 7-3. And that pitch just a bit outside for ball number three. And it's a 3-1 count. And the Rafters up four here. They are hoping to hold on for the victory. They've lost three games in a row, but this would be a big one to get back on the right track. 3-1 count is a little high, and now runners on first and second. Not sure how much longer of a leash Brennan Cohen's going to have, and I see Cannon Restine jogging on down, and I don't know if that's him trying to come into the game or not, but looks like we're going to have a mound visit, not a pitching change, as Mike Spears will step on out to talk with Brennan Cohen. Cohen was really good in those first three innings. Didn't allow any runs over them, didn't allow any hits, walked just the two batters in the three innings. I would take that every day of the week. But this fourth inning has been a little bit rougher to him. With the runners on first and second, it was a double and a walk. The Rafters, though, are feeling a lot more confident here as they added the three-run shot from Spencer Davis in the top of the seventh inning. And rather than keeping it a 4-3 game, they were actually able to build that lead back up to four runs. They were up 4-0 in the first inning after a few different players came across, and they batted 9 up in that inning. A pair of RBIs for Matanaco, a pair of RBIs for Jack Guerrero in the first, but that was their only other runs. A bunt attempt here. It's put right in front of the plate, picked up by Zachary. He'll throw to first way in time for out number one, and it's a sacrifice bunt from Jake Altman. 2-3 on the putout, and it does move each runner 90 feet forward. Braden Buchanan goes from first to second, and Jalen Jones goes from second to third. Top of the order up here is David Bayania up at the plate. Right-handed hitter against the righty pitcher. One away in the seventh, runners on second and third. Rafters up four, and this one is popped straight back, foul, and out of play. 0-1 count, and Bayania, he's 0-2 on the game today. With a walk, he drew that walk back in the fifth inning on four pitches. Cohen is ready to go now, and the 0-1 count is a check swing. Did he go? And no, he didn't. So it's a 1-1 count, and the Rafters dugout not happy about that call. 1-1 count for Cohen. Trying to get through this seventh inning after three strong innings of shutout ball, and a nice breaking ball there. Right at the knees. That's a beautiful pitch. Makes it 1-2 for Bayania. Owen trying to get the leadoff batter here with the runners on second and third and one away. The pitch, it's early, but he sends it up the middle. So one run will score. Here comes another. Bayania is up at first with a two RBI single. And all of a sudden, the Rafters lead back down to two runs. Big time pickup for David Bayania. As Jalen Jones goes home on Bayania's single, along with Braden Buchanan. And the left-handed hitting shortstop, Parker Martin, up to the plate now. Looks like they're going to give Cohen the opportunity to get out of the inning. Runner on first base with one away. The pitch here is popped up, should reach foul, out of play, and it does. Right towards the suites here at Capital Credit Union Park, and the host families here celebrating for the Rockers. And they just sang the seventh inning stretch in between innings. Of course, host families for really every team are so huge, and for the Rafters especially, as this one is popped foul back and again out of play. Count moves to 0-2. Big thank you to all of our host families who are tuned in to tonight's coverage of the broadcast as well. You guys are awesome. 0-2 count with a runner on first base and one away as Cohen sends this one home, and that one's into right field. That gets on down for a hit. So Parker Martin's aboard with a single as Kobayashi overran the ball, but Bayania stayed at second base. back-to-back singles, and that's the third hit allowed in the inning by Brennan Cohen. And again, looking down to the Rafters bullpen, Alejandro Morales is warming up down there. Jafet Martinez is just walking around and getting stretched out. And I assume that Morales is coming to the game, and yes, he is. So the pitching change is being made here by the Rafters as Brennan Cohen's night is over. Cohen goes 3 1/3 innings, and it was pretty strong, but does allow those two runs at the end that kind of spoils it a little bit. We're going to go ahead and hit a quick break, and when we come back, a little bit more on the pitching change when we return on WFHR Wisconsin.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
In the bottom of the seventh, the Rafters find themselves up 7-5, but there's some danger on the base paths. The Green Bay Rockers have runners on first and second with one out as the new pitcher into the game. It's Alejandro Martinez finishing up Brennan Cohen. He went 3 1/3 innings, allowing 3 hits, 3 walks, no strikeouts, no hit-by-pitches, 1 wild pitch, 16 total batters faced on 65 pitches. The runs not yet finished, as of course he has property left on the base paths, and Alejandro Morales into the game. Morales, he was really good out of the bullpen his last time, and hoping to dial in more of that. As he looks back to second, now sends one home on a breaking ball that's in there for strike number one. Colin Helms at the plate. And Helms, he's 1-for-3 in the game. He ripped a double back in the first inning. The left-handed hitting left fielder. It's a lefty-lefty matchup, and he's early on the swing there as it goes to 0-2. Alejandro Morales really struggled early in the season. He started his first game, then moved to the bullpen and continued to struggle. But since that point, he had a really good third appearance, and a swing and a miss here puts the batter down on strikes, and that is a huge get-right pitch right there. And 3 pitches, 3 strikes from Morales. He gets the K, and there's 2 away in the seventh. Brings up Eli Selga now. And Selga steps up with 2 away and runners on first and second. A little more about Alejandro Morales. He comes from Cal State LA, the La Puente, California native. He went 2 2/3 innings with 4 strikeouts and 2 walks without a hit allowed in his last time up against Fond du Lac. First pitch to Eli Selga is taken for ball number one. Selga also 1-for-3 with a double. Morales looks back to second. This one's popped up. Could reach out a play, but we'll see. Akko's calling for it, and on the baseline, he's able to make the catch for out number 3. So the Rockers do pick up 2 runs. They do 2 runs on 2 hits, no errors, and they leave 2 stranded on bases. The Rafters hold a 7-5 advantage heading into the 8th inning. We'll see what they do when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep,